Hi, this is Chris Griffin, associate site editor at SearchStorage.com. Joining me today is Dave Raffo, our senior news director, to discuss some of the winners of SearchStorage.com and Storage Magazine's 2009 Products of the Year Awards. How's it going, Dave?
Very good, Chris.
Great. Products were judged by a panel of users, analysts, consultants, and the editors of Storage Magazine and SearchStorage.com. Judges rated the products on six criteria: innovation, performance, ease of integration into the environment, ease of use, and manageability, functionality, and value. Winners have been announced on SearchStorage.com and in the February 2010 issue of Storage Magazine. Today's podcast will cover the storage networking equipment category, which encompasses such technologies as switches, host bus adapters, NICs, virtualization appliances, and security devices. Last year's big winner in this category was Riverbed Technologies' Riverbed Optimization System 5.0. Let's briefly talk about the 2009 winners. Taking the bronze award for 2009 is Virtensys VIO 4000 Series IO Virtualization Switch. This product made it into the storage networking top three list by consolidating, virtualizing, and sharing standard Ethernet NICs, fiber channel NICs, and SAS controllers to relieve IO bottlenecks. With its server and storage virtualization capabilities, Virtensys is one of only a handful of companies offering true virtualization benefits for storage network infrastructures. Dave, what do you have to say about this product?
Yeah, IO virtualization is a fairly new technology for storage or even for networking. The idea is to bring the features of several devices, Ethernet NICs, fiber channel HPA, SAS controllers, etc., into one switch, and this can relieve IO bottlenecks and reduce the amount of components you need in the storage network. You know, the Virtensys switch provides up to 40 gigs of Ethernet bandwidth to each server, and it appears as a physical I/O adapter to conventional or virtualized environments without requiring really any changes to the current software, firmware, physical connections, or management tools in the network.
All right, and taking the Silver Award for 2009, is QLogic's 8100 series converged network adapters. The FCOE converged network adapter uses a single chipset to allow storage admins to extend server and storage consolidation and virtualization products by converging fiber channel and Ethernet networks. The ability to perform a full hardware offload for protocol processing should greatly benefit those looking ahead to an FCOE integration. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, we're starting to hear a lot about fiber channel over Ethernet or FCOE. And now these converged network adapters, known as CNAs, they're really the FCOE versions of the HPAs that are currently used for fiber channel SANs. You know, the QLogic 81 series is actually a second generation CNA, although the first generation really saw little use, but the second gen is a single chip CNA, which puts five previously separate capabilities on one ASIC. So this will relieve the necessity for a fiber channel HPA, fiber channel switch, plus a Ethernet switch and NIC on converge when networks converge around FCOE. So you know, the full value of this could be a little ways off since the FCOE ecosystem is really still in its early days, but it's definitely a necessary building block to make FCOE available and usable.
And finally, let's talk about the winner in the 2009 storage networking equipment category, and that is StoreSpeed with its SP5000 application-aware cache. StoreSpeed's SP5000 allows users to create a virtual performance layer and selectively apply administrator-created performance profiles to users and applications. The SP5000 started shipping in October 2009, and its $65,000 base price includes 80 gigs of dynamic RAM, 8 bays for flash-based SSDs, a storage usage metrics application, and storage optimization tools. Dave, what do you think about the StoreSpeed product?
Yeah, the idea behind this product is to drive performance for file-based storage by reducing latency without disrupting applications. This is a 2U device. It's deployed in-band in the network. You know, it uses fast packet inspection to determine how to populate a network cache and deliver predictable, high-performance storage to users and their applications, regardless of the back-end storage infrastructure. And because it's in-band, you know, it will not disrupt the servers or storage devices that are already on the network.
All right, well, thanks for shedding a little more light on these products, Dave.
Anytime, Chris.
Great. And to read an in-depth write-up of why each of the products was chosen and to get a list of all of our 2009 Products of the Year winners, check out Storage Magazine and searchstorage.com.